Dave, I think you need some more slack on that wire.
Dr. Huxtable, I got plenty of slack. You know, what I need is room.
Excuse me. No, wait, where are you going?
I'm going to go get a wire nut. It's out on my truck.
No, no, I don't want you to go.
Oh, it'll only take a minute.
No, 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 no. You say that, and then you'll be gone, and I won't see you until tomorrow, Dave. Now, come on.
That's because if it isn't on my truck, I have to go all the way over to the shop to get it.
Now, Dave, listen to me. You do fine work, but it takes a long time. Look, you're a nice fella. I like you. Understand? But in my mind, this is the way I see it. You're over at the store, and then in the morning, you say, well, I got to go over to the Huxtables, and I have to put some wire nuts in. So, let's see. Don't put any wire nuts on the truck. Don't put any wire clippers. And as a matter of fact, don't put any wire on the truck at all. And then you come here and you say you don't have it. Then you go away. And then I don't see you until the next morning, Dave.
So let the man go, Cliff.
Well, let him go where? Thank you, Mrs. Huxtable. I will always do work for you.
Yeah, because she's the only one who will hire you.
See, you're at it again. You're bothering people. Yes, you. You pestered Andre from the time he dug a hole to the time he put their wall up. And now you're worrying Dave about electrical and plumbing. And the one job that you are in charge of is still not finished. The doorbell.
First of all, the doorbell and Andre have an attitude. See him until tomorrow sometime.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Fine.
Good. Hey, Dad.
Hey.
Hey, where's the food?
Somebody stole it.
Dad, where's the food, really?
The food is gone, Theo. If we get hungry, we go for takeout.
Hey,
here's your book. The book you asked for, Behavioral Science.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome.
Where's the food?
Food, man.
All right. Be like that. It's all right.
How are you?
Oh, well, I'm living. I got my first parent counselor night at the center this Friday.
Oh, yeah?
And I gotta admit, I'm kind of nervous. You got any leftovers?
Theo, there is no food. Why are you nervous?
Oh, because I have one-on-one meetings with the parents, and some of the kids aren't doing too well. Ooh. And I'm not experienced at handling the parents' reactions.
I can understand. So you don't want them to shoot the messenger.
There you go.
You want to practice?
On you?
Yeah, I'll be a parent.
Okay.
Okay. I'll be Mr. Jameson.
No, Mr. Jameson.
No, my name is Jameson. Jameson. See, people make that mistake all the time. They say Jameson. My name is Jameson.
Okay, Mr. Jameson.
Mm-hmm.
And your son, Jamie.
Right. Jamie Jr. See, I'm Jamie Sr. The second.
Okay, Mr. Jameson, your son, Jamie Jr.
Yeah.
He's a nice boy.
Thank you.
But he refuses to participate in group activities.
So what? My son is an individual. He thinks like an individual, which is the same way that I think. Now, you have a problem with it?
No, sir, not at all.
How old are you, boy?
I hope none of the parents are like Mr. Jameson.
You can't hope. You can't hope, because when it shows up, hope will leave you.
Yeah, every parent's different, see?
Yeah.
Like, Mr. Jameson's real different.
Hey.
And so you have to be flexible.
Okay, well, why don't you be a parent?
Uh-oh.
Okay, you'll be Miss Jackson.
Be careful.
Miss Jackson, your daughter, Joella, has a concentration problem.
Kiki? entiendo. Pero creo que usted es un hombre no, muy amable. No.
Mrs. Jackson. I said your last name is Miss Jackson.
Sí, sí, es correcto. Soy señora Jackson. Sí.
Deal with it. Deal with it now.
Hablo un poquito de español. Necesitamos un intérprete.
My man dealt with it.
Cliff, look at this. Theo has outdone himself.
Okay, are you ready?
Oh, look, do me a favor. Here are the keys to the car. Why don't you drive yourself where you want to go, and then you come back and get us?
Daddy.
All right, then behave yourself.
Hey. Thanks for coming down.
Impressive.
How are your one-on-one conferences going?
All positive so far.
No Mr. Jameson?
None yet.
Well, he's coming.
Thank you.
Look, Rudy. String art cool.
Thanks.
Olivia, come on. We really have to go. Hi.
Hi.
Nice boat.
Thanks. It's a ship.
Oh, good use of string.
It's hard to make waves without water, but if you move your head from side to side, you get the feel of it.
Oh, yeah, I'm there.
Hey, we're ready to go.
Yeah, Mom, I'm not ready yet. Haven't seen all the exhibits.
Is he the exhibit? I'm sorry.
Hi, I'm Stanley. Oh, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Mrs. Huxtable, Dr. Huxtable.
Yes.
And I'm Rudy Huxtable.
And I'm ready to go.
Are you all related to Theo Huxtable? Yes, we are. Theo knows how to get in touch with you.
Yeah.
It was very nice to have met you, Stanley. Bye.
Bye.
I think I'm the first Mr. Jameson.
All right, well, take care of it. Right. Good luck. We're going over to the video store and rent Father of the Bride.
Mr. Huxtable? Hi, I'm Lisa Hairston.
Oh, Miss Hairston. Hi. Come on in. Mm-hmm. Have a seat.
Oh, thank you. You know, I never realized what a full program you have here. I'm impressed.
Well, thank you on behalf of all of us here.
So, how's my Ivy doing?
Well, Ms. Hairston, what I'm about to say to you is not something we can't deal with. And I don't want you to take it personally. I don't want Ivy to take it personally. I don't want any of Ivy's friends to take it personally.
Mr. Huxtable, come on out with it. I can handle it.
You sure?
Well, watch me.
Well, as you know, I confer with all of my kids' teachers, and Ivy's teacher has informed me that she's not doing her homework.
My Ivy?
Now, this is nothing to get upset about.
Mr. Huxtable, there is no need to sugarcoat this.
Well, okay. Ivy's been telling me that she doesn't do her homework here because she does it with you at home.
Oh, that's interesting. Because it's impossible for Ivy to do it with me at home. I'm in school 4 nights a week. Now she tells me that she does it all here at the center.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it appears to me we've got two problems here, ethics and commitment.
Mm-hmm, I agree. She's lying and she's lazy.
Okay, if you want to put it in those terms.
Mr. Huxtable, those are the terms they're in. You see, I'm raising my daughter, and I love her. She loves me. We're good friends. But we had an understanding. Now, with her support, I've returned to school, something I had postponed earlier in life, and now she's choosing to disregard our agreement.
Well, Miss Hairston, I really think she's just choosing to be 13. But it's nothing we can't manage.
I hope so. I really don't want to quit school.
You don't have to worry about that. I mean, look, if it was up to me, children would be like elevators. The doors would never open on the 13th floor.
Right? I think I was worse than Ivy when I was 13.
No, oh, for me, it was 14. See, I'm just glad that... well, getting back, you see... My suggestion is that we set up a check system between Ivy's teacher, yourself, and me. Mm-hmm. That way, you'll know her assignment and what she's finished each day when she leaves here.
Yeah, okay, I'm for it.
Okay, well, let's try for next week. And if you want to check in with me, say, next Saturday, I'm here till 4.
Well, I'll make it a point to be here before 4.
Good.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you. You know, if you'd like to meet before Saturday, have some coffee.
Thank you, but I do think Saturday is a good idea.
Okay, thank you. It's been a pleasure meeting you, Mr. Oxton.
Same here, Miss Harrison.
It's Lisa. Ms. Harrison's my mother.
The transaction doubled the size of the U.S. at that time. Man, Louisiana Purchase is boring.
I agree. Let's get this paper over with so we can go to the record store.
Yeah. Let's not fool around.
No.
Let's focus. Let's concentrate. You got any snacks?
Hello, Huxtable residents. Speaking. Oh, hi, Stanley. You got my number from Theo? No, I'm not doing anything. Excuse me. Kenny, why don't you go get us some snacks?
I'm not hungry. I'm in a work mode.
Sorry, Stanley. I just have an old friend over. Next Saturday? At 5 o'clock? Yeah, I'll be here. All right. I'll see you then. Bye.
Well, old friend. Can we get to work?
Yeah, sure.
Louisiana Purchase is one of the largest land acquisitions in U.S. history.
Well, how's everything going?
Just fine, sir. Just trying to get some work done around here.
Glad to hear it. At ease.
Hi, Miss Hairston.
Hi, Mr. Huxtable.
Hi, good to see you again.
Likewise.
Have a seat.
Look, before we get started with this, I have an apology to make.
You do?
Mm-hmm. In regard to that coffee invitation last Friday?
Look, don't even worry about it.
Mr. Huxtable, my grandmother used to say to me, Lisa, we all have an open window to our personal lives. But honey, we've got to control the shade. Now, last Friday, I had my shade down, and I tugged on it a little too hard, and it snapped all the way up. And for that, I apologize.
Apology accepted. Look, whatever your attraction for me is, we can keep it on a professional level.
Mr. Huxley, isn't there anything else you'd like to say?
I appreciate your honesty.
You appreciate my honesty. Mr. Huxtable, when we were talking last Friday, was it me or did I detect a rise in your shade?
Look, Miss Hairston, I would really hate for you to confuse my counseling techniques with emotional involvement.
Oh, so when you smiled at me with your eyes, that was strictly counseling.
Friendly counseling. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Okay, it was very friendly counseling. But I really don't think we should see each other.
Right. No coffee.
No coffee.
No coffee.
Not even decaf.
Our focus is on Ivy.
Right, Ivy. Deal?
Mm-hmm. Deal.
Deal. Got a deal.
Yes.
Miss Hairston.
But Mr. Huxtable.
Nice to see you again.
Yes.
Please have a seat.
Sitting. So what would you have had with your
sweet
coffee?
Sweet potato pie.
Nice. Now, about Ivy.
Okay, well, Mr. Thompson says he's pleased with her progress.
So embarrassing.
Kenny, what are you doing here?
This is the Huxtable residence, isn't it? You didn't move, did you?
Kenny, I'm expecting company.
Oh, really? Well, I just came here to see my dear old friend, Dr. Huxtable. Are you gonna wear those shoes?
What's wrong with them?
Oh, nothing. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring it up. Good afternoon. Stanley, isn't it?
Yeah. Is Rudy home?
Yeah. She expecting you?
Yeah. Are you Rudy's brother?
You can say that.
Okay, you're Rudy's brother.
Come in. Sit down. Let's chat. So Stan, you got big plans for the evening?
Maybe we do. Maybe we don't. You got a problem with that?
You know, it's awfully close to dinner to be calling on Rudy.
Hey, I don't know what time you guys eat around here.
Well, maybe you should check next time.
I don't smell nothing cooking.
It's frozen.
Kenny, you're still here. Hi, Stanley.
Hi. Your brother and I were just talking about you.
Brother?
He said it, so I just didn't correct him.
Well, then who are you?
I'm a close friend of her father's. And as we know, all men are brothers.
Well, brother, you and I are not finished yet.
Anytime, brother.
Kenny, my father's upstairs.
I'll see him when I'm ready.
Ah,
Dr. Huxtable.
Ah, the string designer. How you doing? How's everything?
All right.
So, Dr. Huxtable, yeah. How's the baby business?
Well, it's still going on, Ken.
And how's Mrs. Huxtable? Last time we talked, she said, Kenny, I need your prayers. I've got a big case coming up.
She's just fine, Kenny. More importantly, how are you?
Holding my own, sir.
Rudy, why don't we get together another time? And we will get together another time.
No, Stanley, why don't you stay?
You heard the man. If he wants to go, let him go.
Rudy, you mind walking me to the corner?
Gladly.
Stanley, don't make yourself a stranger.
Yeah, don't be a stranger, Stanley. We'll always be here.
How'd the conference with Ivy's mother go?
Well, it couldn't have been better, actually. And it looks like we're getting Ivy back on the right track.
And what about that other little situation with Ivy's mother?
Come on, Mom, can we focus on the big picture here?
Okay, the big picture. Sounds like it went well.
Yeah, it did. You know, it's funny. And when you're in the position to help people, a lot of emotions can get mixed up.
I know.
No, I'm talking about people can become attracted to you.
I know.
No, Mom, what I'm saying is, romantically, people can become attracted to you.
I know.
You? Mom?
Yes, I know. Attorneys help people in distress, too.
Yeah, I know, but you?
You think when I go to work, people look at me and say, that's Theo's mother? Honey, that's not my name. My name is not Theo's mother. People don't look at me and say, that's a married, dull person. Are you kidding? Wake up and smell the flowers. Do you know how many invitations I get to candlelight dinners after work? Do you know how many times I've been asked to Broadway plays with a little cha-cha afterwards? Have you any idea of the number of plane tickets that are left on my desk to Sri Lanka and Rio for lunch? And you're talking about a little invitation to coffee? Please.